Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Today we're discussing page 7 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. We have finally reached the text of this game, the meat of this game. Today begins the introduction section. Finally, we get a taste of what this book really is. We're not going to talk about it. It's just an introduction. It's a lot of spoilers. Today could be another dumb vampire trick, except that there's an illustration on this page that you're going to want to see. I direct you to patreon.com/megadumbcast, where in a public post, free to everyone, you can see a picture of a vampire who, he looks like he just came out as a vampire and he's embarrassing himself at Vampire Pride. How about that? This vampire, you gotta see this vampire. Arms outstretched, first of all. He's shot from this like weird tilted angle. His arms are thrown out to the sides. He is doing an enthusiastic bleh. Not a scary one. He looks like bleh is his famous catchphrase. And somebody saw him on the street and was like, oh, can you do the thing? And he's like, you got it. Bleh. Arms way out to the sides. He's wearing this black top with like white lapels. And where the fuck do I even start with this? Necklace. And then like the medallion of the necklace is like a skull with a crack in the top. So skull necklace. Is it two-dimensional? Is it a three-dimensional, perhaps a silver or silver-plated skull hanging from this necklace chain? I don't know. Neither one is right. Neither one is okay. But it's a skull hanging from this necklace chain. He's got blood dripping from his open mouth. He was at lunch, you see, when a fan stopped him and asked for a bleh. Probably the fan should have told him he had something on his chin, but you know, what do you say? What do you say to your hero? This vampire has outrageously pointy ears. I get the sense in early vampire art that people were given the brief, like, here, draw pictures of vampires. These are vampire characters. And there was not really good communication about what vampires look like. And so everybody just kind of used their imagination, not understanding that the premise of Vampire the Masquerade is that vampires can masquerade. Like, they look like normal people. You can't immediately pick them out. I mean, vampire hunters would have it pretty easy if all vampires had giant pointy Spock ears, like in this illustration. But yeah, big old pointy ears. This vampire also has a chain connecting an eyebrow piercing and an ear piercing. I'm sure there's a technical name for this. I don't know it. I don't really do piercings. Haven't had a lot of friends who've been into this. What it appears to me to be is like a wallet chain only for your ear. This doesn't seem like a vampire who is prepared for a fight, because having that thing grabbed would hurt like hell. This basically, what this vampire has done is permanently affixed nipple clamps to his eye and his earlobe, and he is begging to get his figurative tits yanked accordingly. But these are not even the most ridiculous adornments on this vampire. For that, we have to go up top, where he's got the classic like middle part bangs in the front hairstyle that was popular at this time. It's a very early 90s thing, and he has little hair clips on his bangs, little tiny skull hair clips on his bangs. What part of masquerade did this motherfucker not understand? Skull, where do you even get skull hair clips to go on your bangs? Like, not like you can't get them. I'm asking because as a vampire, did he go to Claire's? Did he go to Claire's to put together his vampire outfit? Unless it could be this vampire, this is how he dressed before. This could be just a terrible misunderstanding where this guy just thought this was cool, was just like, you know what these bangs need? Little tiny fucking skulls dangling in front of my face at all times to match the giant skull on my necklace. And he just had the whole look put together. And maybe a vampire misunderstood him for just like a real dorky ghoul and didn't. Because why would a normal person dress this way? And if they did dress this way, obviously somebody's going to ghoul them, because somebody dressed like this, they can't wait to drink vampire blood. You would be a fool not to enslave them to your will with fucking bangs like this. They're putting it out into the world. So maybe that's what happened here. And then, you know, the masquerade was broken and this guy was like, oh shit, I actually did not know vampires were real. I just, you know, I had a bad idea for hairstyle and now it seems like my life is going to end about it. And then it just, you know, they had to be embraced and now they are just a super uncool vampire. This guy would not be out of place in Denver. That's how bad this is. It's real, real bad. Definitely the dumbest thing on this page. And a good thing too, because the author is blathering on about what this adventure is going to be. and we can't talk about it. The author will continue to blather on to next page. However, again, fortunately for us, next page also has an illustration that we can talk about, featuring a decidedly, if differently, pathetic vampire. Join me for that on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.